Before going to Holland, let's go back a little bit to the 1960s. This was the dawn of the American enclosed shopping mall, conceived as a kind of downtown for the suburbs. It had every kind of entertainment you could want. Food, movies, and a whole lot of shopping. A place to spend your whole day.
And one data I found is, in 1960, the average American, someone who went to the shopping mall, spent 20 minutes there. But by 1990, you had spent 3 hours.
Scott Campbell teaches urban planning at the University of Michigan. He says that peak was short-lived. Attitudes changed. Some bigger regional malls did survive, but by the 2000s in smaller cities like Holland, people didn't want malls. They wanted to park, go straight into the store, and get out fast, not trudge through crowds and food courts.
And once shops start to close, there's this kind of vicious cycle of vacancy, and it's really hard, I think, to reverse that decline. And some malls have, they shut off a wing, but it almost feels, you know, there's something almost sad and pathetic about it.
Despite the West Shore Mall's prime location along US 31 in Holland, it's been hit hard as customers have left. Three big anchor stores remain open, JCPenney, Dunham Sports, and Yonkers, plus a few smaller ones like Buckle and GNC. But most of the shops in between are locked up and dark.
I like to think I'm an optimistic person, but, you know, I am human, and so I had my days where I was thinking, what in the world is going to happen and what is going on? There's no doubt about it.
Jean Ramirez is West Shore's general manager. She's worked here since 2004, when shoppers were still busting through the doors. Soon after she arrived, though, things went downhill on the ownership side. The mall went into foreclosure, it got a new owner, and then it went into foreclosure again. Two new nearby malls popped up, and then worst of all, the economy tanked in 2008, which hit malls in smaller cities like Holland hardest.
If I am whatever national store and I am having problems, I'm going to close my smaller stores. And so we were hit every single time.
Not surprisingly, tenants fled and West Shore never really recovered. More than half of the store was vacant by last year. Yet Ramirez has always remained upbeat about this place, even in the worst of it.
So I've seen it all. That's for sure. I've seen it all. And only good times ahead now. That's the rule.
Her latest optimism comes from the new ownership team, Versa Development. Versa purchased the mall out of foreclosure in late 2012. And unlike the past few owners, they're from Michigan.
It was kind of like walking into your grandma's house, you know. It's really nicely kept, but it's just, everything's just kind of old.
Gregory Ernie is one of Versa's partners. He says that while West Shore was in trouble when he looked at it, he has a plan.
What I like to say is it had good bones. It had the ability to be made into something better with a lot of work, but not a lot of physical changes.
Versa's nearly $25 million strategy is to turn West Shore inside out. Starting this summer, Versa will knock down about half of the mall and open up the rest, giving each business an actual storefront in view from the outside. About a quarter of the square footage will disappear, but in its place will be a new open development called the Shops at West Shore. Ernie says he chose the plan because while stores told him the location was great, the enclosed mall format wasn't. They didn't want to be stuck inside.
They want people to be able to kind of see their sign or their storefront from the road or as they're driving in the parking lot. So in the area of Holland, that's what we see a lot of. So we did have a number of tenants that said, we just don't fit in a mall.
Some stores are still a bit hesitant to join the new development, but Ernie says he's encouraged because the plan has already worked nearby. Kalamazoo went through a similar process almost 15 years ago with its malls. The West Main Mall and Maple Hill Mall along West Main Street used to be enclosed. Now they're big strip malls with stores like Target and Chipotle. And the Centerpoint Mall in Grand Rapids is already close to being completely filled after getting demalled a few years ago.
When I watched what they did and how they did it, I was able to say, okay, I could see that happening at West Shore and I could see that not happening at West Shore. So actually it's kind of like as I like to say, they built a full-scale model for me to learn from.
Grand Rapids is a different, larger market than Holland, and the shops will still contend with the nearby Lakes Mall and Rivertown Mall that already snatched up a lot of West Shore's past tenants. But Ernie says he's already seeing changes. Already 65% of the new space is either leased or in negotiations to stores. The project will still need a lot of things to go right, but for the first time in a long while, things are looking up. For WMUK, I'm Robbie Feinberg.